Welcome to the AMC Stock Story Podcast. I'm your host, Russell Corey, and this is not financial advice, and I am not a financial advisor. This is solely for entertainment purposes as I talk about my experiences of investing in AMC stock and becoming an AMC ape.
Episode 106, AMC, who do I blame? So who do I blame for this AMC fiasco? You know, this has been a huge investment for me, and it hasn't gone very well so far. I know it's not over yet, I haven't sold, but it's been very disappointing. So who do I blame for all of this? Well, I go back to the beginning, as I look for suspects, right? That I look at when at GME, when GameStop went up, and I saw all these average people making a lot of money. Now, it wasn't perfect. They pulled the buy button, but GameStop went over $400 a share. And a lot of people made a lot of money. And I didn't know much about it at the time. I just know I wasn't involved and I didn't make any of that. But would have been nice, would have liked to have made that money. So I look at these people that made all this easy money. And also at the time, there were people making money in crypto. You know, they invested in this Dogecoin as a joke for fractions of a penny, and some people were millionaires now. There were people selling these NFTs, these JPEGs, which were art, and, you know, they were making money off selling these NFTs. And meanwhile, what was I doing? You know, I was working 40 hours a week and then some, and you know, just trying to scrape together. Even at the time, I was working Instacart because my kids had to stay home from school, and my wife worked full time, and I needed to sit with them and do school, and then I worked at night and on the weekends doing Instacart. So here I am busting my hump for, who knows, barely minimum wage, if that, with Instacart, and there were people making hundreds of thousands of dollars off NFTs and crypto and GameStop. And I wanted to be a part of it. I wanted to be part of that easy money. So maybe, you know, I blame all the people that were making money. Easy money. Right? And then when I found out the AMC, I saw news stories that AMC might make a similar run that GameStop made. And I started watching YouTube clips on it. And there were people saying that AMC could go to $100,000 a share. And all these, you know, YouTubers, AMC YouTubers pumping it, you know, Matt Kors, Trade Trades, all the other usual suspects, Review Dork, all these guys all on AMC bandwagon. And I thought, you know, I'm going to take my shot. I've told the story about how I missed my chance with Facebook. I could have invested in Facebook more. I bought 30 shares at $20. And if I had gone all in, I could have made hundreds of thousands of dollars on it. But I didn't. So I said, you know what? I'm not going to miss this. So it was these YouTubers, you know, that convinced me that, you know, to get in on it, and that this thing was going to go, that the shorts were trapped, the hedge funds that had shorted it were trapped. And once they got margin called, it was just inevitable that this thing was going to go up. And if everybody held, it was going to go up into thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars a share. So do I get to blame the AMC YouTubers in the early days? Well, I did get invested, and I kept waiting for the margin calls to come. AMC at 50, no margin call. AMC at 60, no margin call. AMC at 65, no margin call. So now, do I get to blame the banking and the finance industry for never margin calling all these short positions? Because later we found out with GameStop, they never got margin called either. They let them have a pass because they knew if they margin called them, it would blow up the financial system. So they were never going to margin call them. And maybe they never will. So do I get to blame the bankers and the finance people that gave these hedge funds a pass on it? Even though I know if you and I were over leveraged in something, we would get margin called. No doubt they would want their money. But the hedge funds? Oh yeah, no, you get a pass. Go ahead. So do I get to blame the banking and the finance industry that refused to margin call these people when they got themselves into trouble. Maybe. But what about the market makers themselves, who get to create their hedge funds and short these stocks, but then also run the markets that they're in, that can abuse the dark pool? Do I get to blame them, you know, on this? That this wasn't a fair investment. It's not a fair opportunity when they control so much. Do I get to blame the market makers in all this? Do I get to blame the SEC for not enforcing anything and to let these people run amok? You know, maybe they're understaffed. I don't know. Maybe they're in on it. You know, people say that these fines that they put on it, that's their cut. That they make millions of dollars, billions of dollars. They pay a few million dollars to the SEC. That's the cost of business. And the SEC just lets them go on and do it again and again and again. And that's how the SEC gets paid. And a lot of these government officials that work in the SEC, once they get out of government, once they get out of the SEC, where do they go work? They go work for hedge funds. They go work for these institutions. So why would you rock the boat when you're at the SEC? So do I get to blame the SEC, the Securities Exchange Commission, for AMC? Maybe. What about the silverback himself, Adam Aaron? And the two things that you can go about with that are, well, three maybe, the one who got AMC into trouble in the first place. Now, you can't blame him necessarily for the pandemic, but, you know, the business maybe wasn't run as well as it could have been, possibly. I don't know. But he also said there were, he saw no evidence of synthetic shares, of naked shorting. He always said that. There was no evidence of that. Well, okay, does that mean he just can't say? He wants to say, but he can't? Or he doesn't believe in it, or he's actually in on it with all his hedge fund buddies, his 1% buddies, that they're screwing us. And he's like, hey, don't worry about it. I'll go out. I'll take a few pictures with these losers, and we'll just keep doing what we do. You know, we'll keep making all this money. Don't worry about it. They love me. I'll go see movies with them, take a few pictures, and we're good. I'll do an interview, and I won't wear pants, and I'll show them my pants, you know, my underpants real quick, or show them I'm wearing shorts, and they'll think it's naked shorting, and I'll drop these hints. But we got them. I don't know. Is Adam Aaron in on it? But he always said there was no naked shorts. And then Ape. You have to, again, whether Ape, he honestly thought this was a good idea and it went south on him, or whether it was his conspiracy to rip us off, or it's his way of playing 3D chess, that he knew exactly what was going to happen. He's letting it play out. But you cannot debate what it did to the price of Ape, what it got split off, and what it did to the price of AMC. More than any short, Ape has been devastating to our investment. So do I get to blame Adam Aaron for that? And now we're at this point where it's brought up that, you know, they're going to combine Ape and AMC back again. And there's going to be a hope, maybe a reverse split. And that's caused great division within the AMC community. So now we have feuding apes, right? We have the people that are yes votes. We have the people that are no. And sometimes it gets personal, but everyone's trying to, you know, campaign for what they want. Everyone's entitled to their opinion. It's their investment, and they certainly are welcome to state what they believe. I'm not a financial advisor, so don't take financial advice from me. And full disclosure, yeah, I do. I am on the yes side, but I also understand the no side. I'm just as nervous as they are. I'm just as distrustful as they are, but I need something to happen. And I was investing in Ape and thought that they could be combined. So that's why I'm a yes vote. I put my money where my mouth is. I thought they would be combined eventually. So I invested in Ape because it was so much lower. So that's where I'm at. So who do I get to blame for AMC and this investment? Is it all the people in GameStop that made me believe in crypto and NFTs, that made me believe it was easy money? Do I get to blame the YouTubers that hype this up? $100,000 a share, $1 million a share. Why stop there, right? Do I get to blame the banking and the finance industry that didn't margin call these runaway hedge funds, these predatory naked shorters? Do I get to blame the corrupt market makers that get to, you know, basically run the game? They're the refs, they're the scorekeepers, they're everything, and they do whatever they want. Do I get to blame the SEC, who doesn't enforce anything and doesn't protect the retail investor? Do I get to blame Adam Aaron for all this fiasco? Or do I blame the feuding apes for causing division and trouble, which ultimately is going to hurt our investment in our community? Well, there's one person that I blame for AMC, and that's myself. Nobody held the gun to my head and made me invest in AMC. It was my decision. Maybe I was naive in my decision. And when it didn't turn out the way I thought it would turn out, I could have reevaluated things and say, this was not the party I thought I was going to, and gotten out. And I had second chances to get out. And I didn't. And I kept investing more and more and more. And why? These weren't safe investments. I never invested money in the stock market. In fact, I bought mutual funds because I thought they were safer than buying stock. I bought stock as a Disney employee, but that was Disney stock. My goodness, who could blame anybody for buying Disney stock, right? That's a pretty safe investment, you would think. Plus, that was the company I worked for, and it was just the employee stock program. And my retirement was with Disney stock. A lot of it's Disney stock. It's other things. But so I was heavily invested in that. And then I bought some Facebook in a limited amount because I didn't want to take a risk. I didn't want to lose my hard-earned money. So I only bought 30 shares of Facebook because I had $1,000 of cash in that account just sitting there as cash. And I thought, well, what could it hurt? I'll take $600 and buy Facebook with it. And if I'd gone all in, I'd have made hundreds of thousands of dollars if I sold Facebook near the top. But I made the decision to go all in on AMC and keep going. It was me. I had people advising me. I had friends that said, no, I'm not investing in AMC. It's a gamble. It's too risky. And when AMC went up, people took profit. And when AMC went down, people got out. They said it's too risky. But I wouldn't listen to them. I was like, no, you have a seat on the rocket ship. When the rocket ship takes off, you're not going to be on the rocket, because that's what I believed. Now, other people can say what they want to about the investment. But again, nobody held a gun to my head and made me buy AMC. It was all on my own. Nobody made me average down, even when it kept going down. What's the joke? Buy the dip. It keeps dipping. No one made me buy the dips. I did. My wife told me, stop buying AMC. Stop investing. And I kept investing. And here I am. You know, I hope it pays off. I hope it pays off. But who do I blame for AMC? I blame me. It was my decision to make this investment. It was my decision to keep this investment. It was my decision to keep investing more. Now, the reasons why I did it, I had my reasons. Yeah, I wanted to get rich. I wanted the easy money. I wanted in on that. And was it to buy a Lamborghini? Well, I don't know about that. My biggest thing, to be completely honest with you, is I want more time. I'm older, I'm close to retirement, and if I could make a nice score with AMC, then I could retire. I would have more time to write books, to make videos, to spend time with my kids, to get in better shape, health-wise, and leave something for my kids so they don't have to spend their lives in cubicles like I did, doing a job they don't want to do, that they could live their life and they could have opportunities that I didn't have. And maybe that's something that I wanted to give to them. So I might have had good intentions for getting in on this. And if the game was fair, maybe it would be a different way. But it is what it is, and I kept in it. So I blame myself for my AMC investment. And if it takes off, if it pays off, then great. You know, then it goes the other way. That when times were bad, I stayed true to the AMC community, and I stayed true to this investment and this vision, and it paid off. But until then, it's down right now, down by a lot, and we'll see what happens. So just as I blame myself for my investment, we're all responsible for our own investments. And I would say it's like this, you know, once you realize you're in a rigged casino, once you're playing a game where you know you can't win, that's your decision to stay. Maybe it's not fair, but we've known a long time ago that something was messed up in this play and something bad was happening, and it was our decision whether we wanted to stay in or get out of town. But I'm still here. I'm still hoping for the best. But I'm not going to sit here and point fingers and blame everybody else. I think there were mistakes made all over the place, and I think it's a corrupt system. But in the end, it was me making the decisions. The same way it's you making your decisions. But I hope the decisions that I made will pay off. I hope there's a Moas, and maybe that will be the next episode of the AMC Stock Story.